Welcome to Safety Culture Excellence. This week's topic, teaching supervisors to be safety coaches. My name is Sean Galloway, and I'm proud to be your host. Hello, everyone. Recording this while in Cotulla, Texas. This month represents the 6-year anniversary for our podcast, Safety Culture Excellence. Terry and I at ProAct Safety have been honored to bring these to you weekly for 6 years now. We hope to continue to do so for many more years to come. So this podcast for this week, I'd like to share an article that I wrote for BIC Magazine. It was titled Teaching Supervisors to Be Safety Coaches and was published last month, December 2013. If you'd like to get access to this article or any of our other resources and insights, please visit proactsafety.com. Without further delay, here we go. Teaching Supervisors to be Safety Coaches by Sean M. Galloway. Can your employees follow all the procedures, wear all the personal protective equipment, PPE, obey all the rules, and still get injured? Of course. This is why effective leaders identify the need to influence employees to do more than what is required. Companies expect adherence to rules, policies, and procedures. If the employee doesn't comply, it is, unfortunately, common to administer disciplinary measures. Discipline, however, rarely motivates an individual to want to do more. What is the average level of performance you receive from your employees on a scale of 1 to 10? 10 represents a superstar performer who always goes above and beyond. 5 represents someone who does the minimal necessary, i.e. behavior expected to remain employed. A 1 is someone who isn't even showing up for work. What would you rank the average level of performance in your work group, team, or company? Certainly, there are some who might fall below expectations, and there are those who have the internal drive to want to do more. But what works to motivate one person's discretionary effort is not guaranteed to positively influence another. Incentives often backfire, and rewards are hardly frequent or appealing enough. Motivation isn't that simple. What tools and approaches do you use to tap into employee potential to do more than what is expected by government regulation and company policy? Most successful companies utilize performance coaching to transform their supervisors, who have the most direct influence and impact on employee behavior, from policing for compliance to coaching for performance. To effectively coach performance, 4 basic questions must be answered. Number 1, what do you want the person to do? This needs to be defined in behavioral terms, not results. Rather than suggesting someone to, quote, be safe, end quote, what precisely do they need to do to be safe? Similarly, if you want an engaged workforce culture, what would you see them doing or hear them saying that suggests they are engaged? Number 2, how do you communicate it to them? Effective communication has 2 roles, senders and receivers, and both need to be turned on and tuned into the message. Sending signals is almost pointless if there is no validation the message was received. How will you get the desired behavioral expectations out of your head and into the heads of the receivers? Number 3, what happens if they do what you'd like for them to do? Most companies have progressive disciplinary policies and approaches, but few have progressive recognition. How will you ensure an increase in positive consequences and positive reinforcement when people continue to go above and beyond? Number 4, what happens if they don't do what you'd like for them to do? Negative consequences are designed to stop specific behavior, not start it. Sure, negative consequences may prompt behavior, but not always the desired one. Punishing employees for not wearing the required PPE doesn't guarantee they will comply. The behavioral change might result in the punished employee keeping a lookout for the enforcer rather than always wearing the PPE. Policing safety has proven to be a less than perfect method of improving injury performance and often promotes underreporting. Becoming an effective coach with answers to these important questions can leverage a manager's or supervisor's influence to make significant gains in both injury reduction and the safety aspects of company culture. Coaching skills improve all areas of performance, not just safety, but also quality and productivity. The benefits of the organization impact almost every area of human performance and are one of the most effective tools to move the culture from have to to want to thinking. Until next time, remember, in safety, prevention trumps reaction. For more information on safety culture excellence, or if you have a topic to suggest, please email us at podcast@proactsafety.com.